Yeah, so I guess it's America that need the most help at the moment. Those leaders need to find their...
In that big White House?
In the big White House. All those leaders.
On the hill.
On the hill. They need to love themselves and find their inner light.
Yeah. I think it will take a future leader of America to not want to be the school ground bully. I think they set themselves up to be this superpower and this, you know, almost a dictatorship of what goes on around the rest of the world.
Mm.
Maybe the right leader will come along one day and
we've had enough of this. It's going to happen one day.
It is.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think Hillary Clinton's the answer, but
no.
We'll see who else makes himself available.
Mm.
Or Jeb Bush, I don't think that would be much better either.
Now they've still got a majority of people who are into arms carrying out, haven't they? While the people are still in that phase of thinking you've got to carry a firearm, it's hard to see somebody being elected who's a genuine peace person.
Yeah, exactly.
Really.
Yeah. Good evening. Have you been listening?
I have been listening. Interested to listen to all of you. Interested to see how the world has changed so much. And interested to see how each individual in your world has changed also.
Has this changed since you were on the earth?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
I know a teacher that comes says we are changing for the better, meaning spiritually.
I could not argue with that because I really do not know.
No, I see. Yeah.
All I can say is that I know that people are more independent with their minds.
Yes.
That most individuals think for themselves.
Mm.
But yes, I would agree that your world governments are a force that need to be listened to, and also my friends helped.
Mm.
Yeah,
it is easy to condemn.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
But we do in our thoughts and prayers always ask for guidance for those leaders. We mention that in this group very often.
I listened to them tonight and I'm pleased that a group such as you are able to do so, because still there is the unknown factor of the true facts sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So always be careful that what you speak about is in fact the truth.
Yes. And I believe there is a fairly new peace initiative from a scientist named M.T. Keshe, and he is launching a peace initiative which, as he states, is quite independent of politics and independent of religions. And I rather liked the sound of that, because it is not going against He is deliberately not going against religions or politicians, but launching an independent initiative.
Yes, I think I would agree with you about that. Yes, perhaps that is something to be nurtured. But I know as time continues and you see the much bigger picture, you will all agree that although it seems almost impossible at this time, you are indeed moving forward.
Yeah, we've only got to read the history books. Maybe that's not all true what they write, but yes, I'm sure we've improved a lot.
Yes, yes. Continue with your healing thoughts. That is my advice. Continue to view things individually and as groups of people who seek only love and truth. You can only win in the end. And really, that is all that I came to say.
Well, thank you.
Because I was most interested in your conversation.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming through, and it's nice to have your thoughts on this.
Yes. Yes, if only everyone could see a little bigger picture, I'm sure you would be encouraged. Because I know all seems not well in your world, but I can assure you from what I know that things are moving in the right direction.
Yes, and if more people are beginning to think for themselves,
yes.
I'm sure that is part of that right direction.
Yes, you are correct. Thank you for listening to me. And I am grateful that you have allowed me to sit here with you, listen to you, and join in with what you have had to say.
Yeah, we're very grateful.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.